So hello everyone and welcome to the Unmastering India podcast. I'm your host Jay Krishna Gadvi and today we are going to discuss about problems and happiness and lives and I don't know what else. So just let's start. See, problems are a constant in life. When you solve your health problem by buying a gym membership, you create new problems like having to get up early to get to the gym on time, sweating like a meth head for 30 minutes on an elliptical and then getting showered and changed for work so you don't stink up the whole office. When you solve your problem of not spending enough time with your partner by designating Wednesday night as date night, you generate new problems such as figuring out what to do every Wednesday that you both won't hate. Making sure you have enough money for nice dinners, rediscovering the chemistry and spark you feel you've lost, and unraveling the logistics in a small bathtub filled with too many bubbles. Problems never stop. They merely get exchanged and upgraded. Happiness comes from solving problems. The keyword here is solving. If you are avoiding your problems or feel like you don't have any problems, then you are going to be miserable. If you feel like you have problems that you can't solve, you will likewise be miserable. The secret sauce is in the solving of the problems, not in not having problems in the first place. To be happy, we need something to solve. Happiness is therefore a form of action. It's an activity. Not something that is passively bestowed upon you. Not something that you magically discover in a top 10 article from the Men's Post or from any specific guru or teacher. It doesn't magically appear when you finally make enough money to add on that extra room to the house. You don't find it waiting for you in a place, an idea, a job, or even a book for that matter. Happiness is a constant work in progress because solving problems is constant work in progress. The solutions to today's problem will lay the foundation of tomorrow's problems and so on. True happiness occurs only when you find the problems you enjoy having and enjoy solving. Sometimes those problems are simple: eating good food, traveling to some new place, winning at the new video game you just bought. Other times, those problems are abstract and complicated, like fixing your relationship with your partner, finding a career you can feel good about, or developing better friendships. Whatever your problems are, the concept is the same. Solve problems. Be happy. Unfortunately, for many people, life doesn't feel that simple. That's because they mess up things in at least one of the two ways. First way is denial. Some people deny that their problems exist in the first place. And because they deny reality, they must constantly delude or distract themselves from reality. This may make them feel good in the short term, but it leads to a life of insecurity. Number two is victim mentality. Some people choose to believe that there is nothing they can do to solve their problems, even when they in fact could. Victims seek to blame others for their problems or blame outside circumstances. This may make them feel better in the short term, but it leads to a life of anger, helplessness, and despair. People deny and blame others for their problems for the simple reason that it's easy and feels good, while solving problems is hard and often feels bad. Forms of blame and denial give us a quick high. They are a way to temporarily escape our problems. And that escape can provide us a quick rush that makes us feel better. Highs come in many forms, whether it's a substance like alcohol, the moral righteousness that comes from blaming others, or the thrill of some new risky adventures. Highs are a shallow and unproductive way to go about one's life. Much of the self-help world is predicated on peddling highs of people rather than solving legitimate problems. Many self-help gurus teach you new forms of denial and pump you up with exercises that feel good in the short term while ignoring the underlying issue. Remember, nobody who is actually happy has to stand in front of a mirror and tell himself that he is happy. Highs also generate addiction. The more you rely on them, to feel better about your underlying problems, the more you will seek them out. In this sense, almost anything you choose becomes addictive depending on the motivation behind using it. We all have our chosen methods to numb the pain of our problems, and in moderate doses, there is nothing wrong with this. But the longer we avoid and the longer we numb the problems, the more painful it will be when we finally do confront our issues. So I think that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you liked it, please share it with your friends and family, and stay tuned.